WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. After calling off his meeting with Russia's president for now, President Trump is hosting NATO Secretary General at the White House this hour. Mark Rutte is bringing with him a peace plan for Ukraine, as Charlie Daggett reports.
12-point peace plan calls for an immediate ceasefire based on current battle lines, return of deported children and a prisoner exchange, security guarantees for Ukraine, a war recovery fund, and a clear pathway for Ukraine to join the EU, and also to put more pressure on Russia. This may be a peace plan that the United States would accept, and Ukraine would certainly accept, because they're driving for an end of hostilities immediately. That is the driving force, but it is not likely to be accepted by the Russians.
Treasury Chief Scott Bessent said today more sanctions against Russia are coming. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is heading to Israel this week as part of the administration's diplomatic blitz to keep the Gaza peace plan on track. Judges at the International Court of Justice, meanwhile, are demanding Israel allow more aid into Gaza. Lauren Comito reports.
Judges found that as both an occupying power and a UN member, Israel must actively facilitate the unfettered flow of aid into Gaza. The UN General Assembly asked the World Court to weigh in on the issue last year after Israel effectively banned UNRWA, saying it was infiltrated by Hamas. Judge Yuji Iwasawa said Israel hasn't substantiated that claim.
Israel is not entitled to withhold its cooperation with the United Nations.
Israel's ambassador has called the ICJ decision shameful.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military has taken out another alleged drug boat, this time in the Pacific off Colombia. CBS News has obtained a memo signed by Hegseth that requires approval for nearly all Defense Department correspondence with Congress. A new measles outbreak is being reported in the Southwest. Dr. William Schaffner of Vanderbilt.
It's a very sad story because we shouldn't have any of these measles cases. Measles is a very, very nasty virus. It's spreading among children who have been withheld from vaccination.
One county in Arizona is reporting 80 cases. Day 22 of the government shutdown, Derek James reports on how small businesses in Minnesota are being impacted.
A new survey from Goldman Sachs shows 72% of small business owners say keeping the government open is critical to their operations. AWEND is among more than 2,000 small business owners heading to Washington, D.C. next week to meet with lawmakers.
Tariffs have come through, and now, you know, the government shutdown is here, and it's just uncertainty.
Their message?
Small businesses want to grow. Uncertainty doesn't help us.
On Wall Street, stocks finish lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fallman with a quick news update. The proposed Racine City budget for 2026 keeps all services and jobs intact, Mayor Mason says. Key plans include tearing down the old McMinn parking ramp, adding audio crossing signals, and installing speed bumps downtown. Budget reviews are ongoing, and you can watch the mayor's speech on the city's YouTube page. A hearing is set for tomorrow to discuss reports of sexual misconduct by school staff in Wisconsin. State Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie is leading the session. She's invited the state superintendent to explain why many cases were hidden. Nedweski plans new laws to criminalize grooming and tighten rules for educators. The Department of Public Instruction superintendent disputed the report's accuracy and asked for a retraction. Racine police arrested 17-year-old Zatavian Harrington after shooting near the Tyler Domer Community Center last week. Harrington is charged with reckless endangerment and illegal firearm possession, but not connected to three other shootings nearby. Officers found him hiding with the gun after tracking reports. The new Connaughton Courts at Lincoln Park are open in Kenosha. It features three full-size basketball courts and a special fenced half court for players with mobility challenges. The project was supported by the city and the Pat Connaughton Foundation. The Live Lead Safe program in Kenosha and Racine helps families and daycare centers remove harmful lead paint. It covers up to 85% of removal costs, focusing on homes with young kids and pregnant women. Officials warn lead is still dangerous and advise careful cleaning and testing children's blood for lead. More information is available on county health department websites. Racine Unified has approved a 2-year pilot program to bring virtual reality to Horlick High School. The district spent nearly $200,000 on devices that serve as laptops and immersive learning tools. More details and pictures of the system can be found online at Racine County I. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and breezy northwest winds to 30 to 35. It's a both hands on the steering wheel type of day. Some scattered showers also for this afternoon. Highs of the upper 40s to lower 50s. Showers ending tonight, turning partly cloudy, lows near 40. Right now it's 48.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Excitation.
Good, good, good.
Rose and timeless hits there from the Beach Boys and Good Vibrations on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. So folks on Reddit were asked, what is the weirdest thing you or your kid brought home on Halloween night? And there were lots of funny stories, but I want to share this one with you. This kid said, when I was a kid, a lady on our block would buy packs of baseball cards and put one in each kid's trick-or-treat sack. Now, we moved to a new home after 9 years, and my parents always joked that they wanted to move sooner, but they wanted me to have a whole team of cards first.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. Tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right. All right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, but if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. All right. All right.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. innocent child. Now all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
News, timeless hits there from Tom Jones on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. We have got a new frequency, 107.3. Now, you can hear that as you start heading north from Racine, as you get up into Caledonia and Oak Creek and South Milwaukee. So if you're keeping track, we've got at least four terrific frequencies that you can listen to. The historic 1400 AM, of course, or 99.9 in Racine. If you head to Kenosha, you check it out at 98.1. And as I said, as you head north, our new frequency is 107.3. Of course, you can stream us anywhere on the Civic Media app.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helber.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Get someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Well,
cement bed, just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight you dare. Five will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now take a diver. Ho, ho. Yes, Suki Tawdry. Ooh, Miss Lottie Linya. And old Lucy Brown. Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town.
Local news and timeless hits from Bobby Darin and Mac the Knife on WRJN. My wife and I were just in New York a couple of weeks ago, and we saw a show on Broadway called Just in Time. It stars Jonathan Groff as Bobby Darin, and he did a whole night's worth of Bobby Darin tunes. Big, big fun. All right, you know the next group is the Rascals, or maybe you know them as the Young Rascals. They were originally the Rascals, and then their producer had them take on the name the Young Rascals to avoid confusion from listeners with another group called the Harmonica Rascals. This was the first hit for the Rascals. It's a beautiful morning on WRJN.
It's a beautiful
bless you took from me and left me alone with only memories through the mirror of my mind. Through these tears that I'm crying reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where you can listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show. It's home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. The proposed Racine City budget for 2026 does not cut any city services or jobs, Mayor Mason says. The mayor unveiled his plan this week, and the reviews are already underway. There's a plan to tear down the old McMinn parking ramp and replace it with a safer, new parking lot. Audio cross signals and more speed bumps could come to downtown. To help with unemployment, he wants to start a driver training program and hire someone to help connect people with jobs. The library will get more funding after last year's proposed cuts upset residents. Budget meetings continue this week and next. The 2026 budget speech is on the city's YouTube page. You can go deeper on the budget online at racinecountyeye.com. A hearing is set for tomorrow morning to dig into troubling reports about sexual misconduct and grooming by school staff in Wisconsin. State Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie is leading the session. She's invited the state superintendent to explain why so many cases were kept secret. A report from the Capital Times showed that the Department of Public Instruction concealed widespread sexual misconduct by educators from the public. Nedweski plans to propose new laws to criminalize grooming, tighten communication rules, and close loopholes allowing educators to avoid investigations by surrendering their licenses. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley says the reporting from the Cap Times is incorrect and has demanded a retraction. Kenosha just got a big boost for basketball fans. A grand opening was held this week for the new Connaughton Courts at Lincoln Park. The facility features three full-size courts plus a special fenced-in half court designed for players in wheelchairs or with mobility challenges, the first of its kind in the city. A statement says high-quality surfaces and improved fencing make for safer, more enjoyable games. The project was made possible thanks to the City of Kenosha and partners like the Pat Connaughton Foundation. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and breezy northwest winds to 30 to 35. It's a both hands on the steering wheel type of day. Some scattered showers also for this afternoon. Highs of the upper 40s to lower 50s. Showers ending tonight, turning partly cloudy, lows near 40. Right now, it's 48.
Come along with me.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and it's time for I Fought the Law. Now, Keith Moon, of course, one of the most famous drummers of all time. He was also known for getting into trouble sometimes. One famous arrest occurred when Moon was quite young, back in August of 1967. He was arrested for celebrating his 21st birthday when it was really only his 20th. Now, he may not have been caught for underage drinking if he hadn't caused such a ruckus at the hotel he was staying at. He caused a food fight, he trashed his hotel room, he set off a few fire extinguishers, and he drove a Lincoln Continental into the swimming pool, naked. Here's the Bobby Fuller Four. This is I Fought the Law on WRJN.
The law and the law.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. And if you love these timeless hits all week, there's even more on Sunday mornings with Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. From Frank Sinatra to Glenn Miller to Nat King Cole, you can enjoy a rich mix of pre-rock legends and themed stories. Sunday mornings, 7 till noon on WRJN.
To keep me warm, oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and it's time to play Can You Guess? 22% of the potatoes grown in the U.S. end up where? The answer? Inside a potato chip bag.
Today's big deal of the day. Nothing says cozy comfort like the rich, buttery, baked from scratch goodness of Linda's Sugar Bliss. Picture this: warm cookies fresh from the oven, show-stopping cakes, and pastries that'll make your fall gatherings unforgettable. It's pure bakery happiness that's guaranteed to please. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $8. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I know.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 5, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Then, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion, three great songs from one great year, and today we're going to feature the class of 1962. It's all coming up on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't.
WZTI Greenfield. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump is meeting at the White House with NATO's Secretary General, who has brought with him a European peace plan for Ukraine. Ahead of the meeting, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent indicated President Trump is ready to ratchet up the pressure.
A substantial pickup in Russia's sanctions.
Those sanctions, we're just learning, will target Russia's energy sector. All of this just a day after President Trump said he wouldn't be meeting with Vladimir Putin. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
Trump said that he didn't want to have a waste of time, and Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said that they didn't want to waste their time either, and he pushed back against Trump's call for an immediate freeze of fighting on the front lines. And it is this call for an immediate ceasefire. Lavrov said that this approach is basically the complete opposite of what Presidents Trump and Putin agreed upon in Anchorage.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military has taken out another alleged drug boat, this time in the Central Pacific off Colombia. Military analysts